Way right here on KGYM on two of our three frequencies, 1600 AM, the main gym, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM. Coming up, Dave Kochan will join us from Las Vegas. Plenty to talk about as week four of the NFL season underway with a good one last night at the LA Coliseum. We'll talk about that. Great sports weekend coming up. Ryder Cup. We'll take a look back at what happened outside of Paris today. And the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. Coming your way on the historic main gym in the North Gym for this Friday. It's Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Jackson doing double duty here as he is the producer for our program as well as for the tailgate tour going on right now on 106.3 FM, the South Gym from Regina as the Regals get ready to host South Hardin coming up tonight. If you're wondering, South Hardin, like Alex asked earlier on today, that is the former Eldora, New Providence, and Hubbard Radcliffe, I believe. The merger of those two several years ago, coming together to form South Hardin, South Hardin County.
I like it better.
You like that better?
Rather than five towns, yeah.
Hubbard Radcliffe, you know who maybe is the most famous alum?
Hubbard Radcliffe.
Yes, or what the... claim to fame of Hubbard Radcliffe is.
Got me.
Well, most famous alum ties in with their, perhaps their most famous accomplishment, and that would be Lisa Brinkmeyer with the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union now.
Mm-hmm.
And she led Hubbard Radcliffe to the final six-player basketball championship.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You learn something new every day, Mark. That makes it a very good day, doesn't it?
It does.
Welcome to fall, everybody. It's football weather outside, and we got football coming your way tonight here on KGYM for you. We've got a pair of football games beginning at around 7 o'clock. It'll be Regina taking on South Hardin tonight. That'll be on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. And then coming up tonight as well, Kennedy and Wash from Kingston Stadium, 1600 AM, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM. We will have that for you coming your way tonight, beginning, as I mentioned, at 7 o'clock tonight, or thereabouts, depending on the length of the sophomore game. We'll have it for you on KGYM. Good show. Dave Kochan's going to join us from Las Vegas. We will talk with him. Also coming up on the program today, we'll have the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6. You will defend your weekly title from a week ago.
I'm going to give it my best. Six tough games, as usual, whenever point spreads are involved. That makes it that much more difficult, but... yeah, we'll have some fun in the back half of the hour with the picks.
We got one more four-pack of tickets to give away to WWE, the Holiday Tour, coming up on Monday, November the 26th at the U.S. Cellular Center. We will do that here in just a little bit. We are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast at Cedar Rapids. Stop on by after work on your way to the football game. Get a nice meal in sometime during the weekend. They're locally owned and operated. Corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Tell them Scott, Mark, everybody, entire staff, KGYM, sent you. What a weekend we have shaping up.
Yeah, big weekend ahead, and that's our poll question, our Eagles Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com. What's your main priority this weekend? Four choices: the NFL, college football, MLB's final regular season games, or the Ryder Cup. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Not Twins White Sox doubleheader today?
No, although I was watching earlier and monitoring right now, a couple afternoon games, the Twins and the Sox, first of a doubleheader, as you mentioned. 1-1.
Why are they playing a doubleheader?
The Twins have taken a 2-1 lead in the sixth inning. These games are meaningless. I don't know, Scott.
They're making it up from early, I think April. as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. This is still the April makeups when they lost an entire series due to snow in Minneapolis. I can understand if it's something on the line. There's nothing on the line in this. Sox can get third. They can sneak ahead of the Tigers if Milwaukee does what they would like to do and beat the Tigers up this weekend, but we'll see. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of drama. Joe Mauer's perhaps his final games. We'll see. We talked about that a little bit yesterday at the tailgate tour at Wash, but we'll see if indeed this is Joe Mauer's last weekend in a Twins uniform.
Yeah, as I said, I'm 50-50 as to what he will do and what I want him to do. He's been a tremendous asset to the Twins and the whole Twins organization, actually the community, just been an exemplary player. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer. We can have that discussion if and when he does retire, but could be his last weekend, and he's already got a couple hits that I saw earlier on. The other game right now, the Cubs and the Cardinals, a very important game in the National League Central as the Cubs entered today with a one-game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers playing Detroit tonight. Bottom of the sixth, the Cubs leading the Cardinals 4-2.
Yeah, it's just gone in through six now. They will head off to the top of the seventh. Was 4-0. Cardinals got a couple in the top of the sixth inning. Chris Bryant's back, and Chris Bryant has hit a home run in that particular game for the Cubs. So depending on what happens this afternoon at Wrigley Field, the Brewers will know what they need to do tonight when they host the first three with the Detroit Tigers this evening at Miller Park. And still a lot on the line. They're both in. They're both in, but they don't know who's going to be the division champion. They don't know who's going to be the wild card. With all that, could be a playoff on Monday. Who knows?
Neither team wants that.
No. No, but boy, it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
It would be fun to see how it all plays out. Cardinals basically have to, if not a sweep, 2 out of 3. Have to, if they won't entertain any thoughts of getting into the postseason. Mm-hmm. Depending on what the Dodgers and the Rockies do. Rockies, I believe, get the Nationals. Dodgers get their old friends, the San Francisco Giants, coming up this weekend. So that's one of the choices. One of the choices as far as our poll question is concerned at KGYMRadio.com. One of those choices as well we'll talk about here at 312 before we bring in Dave Kokin. Ryder Cup underway outside of Paris. I had to go over this. I know that David Faraday 2 years ago made the remark, if you think that things are a little bit wacky and bordering on, teetering on the edge or precipice of losing control at Hazeltine, he goes, wait till you see what's going to happen. They almost had a large, did you follow that on Twitter? They almost had a large melee behind the eighth tee at one point. It started, but it was subdued quickly. Apparently. Yeah, we want to have a fight outside the gallery ropes or whatever the case may be. But won a lot of fight in the Americans in the afternoon in Paris or the late morning here in the States. That's for sure.
No, the United States jumped out to a 3-1 lead in the morning session and
had a
ton of momentum. Yes, Tiger Woods lost. And
partners.
The Europeans.
Those partners of his.
Europeans. Swept the afternoon 4-0. So now, after day one, the Europeans up 5-3. That's only 8 of 28 points. But you don't like being behind the eight ball after day one.
Yes, and it's still a long way to go. It's going to come down to the singles. There's no doubt about it. You just cannot get yourself too far behind the eight ball if you're one team or the other team at this point.
U.S. has to at least split tomorrow.
I would say so. The pairings are out for the morning four ball. No, foursomes. Foursomes are first, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, four ball is first because everyone's playing their own ball in the morning.
Right, four ball is first, yeah.
Tiger
as it was today.
Tiger doesn't do alternate shot, usually. So it's the foursomes. So same lineup for both the Euros and the Americans tomorrow morning. Or overnight, however you want to put it. So we'll know exactly how it it plays out going to the four ball in the afternoon.
Yeah, action starts at 1 a.m. Central Time. And then the afternoon session, you can catch most of that, even if you're not an early riser. So tomorrow, a very important day, I think, in the Ryder Cup.
It is. And now, in the past, the Americans have not been very efficient at the I wish they'd just come up with a better terminology to
alternate
this.
Alternate shot.
The alternate shot. Yeah. The Americans have not done well in the past, and they didn't do well again today with that getting swept. Did much better with the foursomes out there. And a lot of it has to do, and you wouldn't think about it, but there's a lot of, you have to, A, have some sort of symmetry with your partner, B, the golf ball. That has been a lot of the Americans' problems over the last couple decades.
Isn't that overrated?
Tell me.
One spin, one ball spins more than another. One softer.
I think you're right.
Come on.
But I tell you what, that has been a problem with the Americans
over
the years.
Hit it on the club face. Knock it close and make the putt.
I would agree. I would agree.
13 and Stocker, jeweler, text line 319-366-1600. Scott in North Liberty, in terms of our poll question, his priority this weekend is Liberty High School football and cleaning the garage. Go Bolts.
First homecoming with a football game for
Liberty.
How
about that?
So they'll have that coming up tonight. Awesome right there.
47-02 college football by far. Michigan against Northwestern, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue hammering Nebraska. Yeah, those are some of the Big Ten games. Of course, Iowa is idle this weekend.
319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Iowa State going tomorrow. They will take on TCU. We'll have it at 4 o'clock for you right here on KGYM. And looking forward to that.
You and I with a big win last night.
Yeah.
Nice night for Austin Eartham, the kicker, and big rushing attack for you and I as it blanked Indiana State.
And the defense.
It's hard to shut out anybody in college football, isn't it?
This day and age, yes.
Wait, let me call Nebraska.
We'll pick the Nebraska game, by the way.
Yes, we will.
Coming up on the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We'll ask Dave Koken about that, too, about the Huskers. And their game against the Purdue Boilermakers coming up. We will pick that, and we'll ask Dave about it coming up.
You're a dog at home to Purdue. Now, Purdue has only won one game and really should have won two others.
Could have won
Not
three
a bad
others.
Football game, football team by any means. So, Nebraska's got its work cut out for it.
How about the NFL game last night? That was entertaining. May have been arguably one of the best Thursday nighters that the NFL has had since they have come up with that.
Not coincidentally, Vegas favored the Rams by 7, and the Rams won by?
7. Isn't it amazing? 6, 7? I don't know. It's amazing how that works out.
38-31. Yeah, highly entertaining game. Big games for the quarterbacks. Goff throwing 5 touchdown passes, and Cousins threw 3, I believe. 3, if not 4. But big games in that regard. Vikings have some defensive problems, don't they? Buffalo hung a big number.
You wouldn't
on
think
the Vikings.
That would be the case, but yes, they do have some problems at this point. By the way, Jackson's over there running the Regina tailgate. So if you could, we do appreciate you getting in touch with us on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line today. So 319-366-1600. If you, we do appreciate you doing that. So if you could, we thank you for that. Again, we got the WWE tickets to give away coming up on the program before 4 o'clock here this afternoon today as well. So, what do you think? Break, come back, talk a little with Dave Koken. How's that?
Sounds great to me.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. It is Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery for a Friday here on KGYM. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium parking lot, camping at the lake, or a spontaneous celebration, there's a reliable Honda generator ready to give you more power, more freedom, more security, and the time to do what you want, where you want. That's power you can trust. And be sure to ask about our Honda inverter generators for more reliable, cleaner power. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids, or online at acmetools.com. Do your best work.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life, using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back with you here in the gym class for a Friday here in KGYM at 3:22. Scott and Mark with you. We will have the tickets to the WWE Holiday Tour coming up before 4 o'clock. We'll have the panel get together for the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 as well. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And speaking of picks, we're happy to bring in Dave Koken from Las Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter and check out his website as well. We'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. How about that Thursday night game last night, Dave? That was one of the better ones I think we've seen come down the line since they got the Thursday games going.
It really was a lot of fun. And how do you stop this Rams offense? I mean, that is an absolute machine. Goff looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. Running back Gurley is a sensational. Cup every time he gets the ball in his hands and threat to break a big play. And they survived defensively, despite the fact they were a little bit shorthanded last night. And the Vikings, you know, they can do some good things offensively as well. The Rams look like the best team in the league right now.
I see you were immersed in the Ryder Cup today, Dave. Why?
What's that?
You were immersed in the Ryder Cup today. Why?
Because I like golf.
Okay. Plain and simple, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the results. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Americans, but not for money. I didn't bet it. But, you know, the first session was pretty good. Get 3 out of 4. And then just get obliterated in the best ball, whatever format that was, the alternate shot format. So, you know, we've got a deficit now. See if they can make it back.
How the hell do you bet on baseball these days, Dave, with most of the teams not playing for anything?
Well, you know, you can always find reasons when you look a little deeper as far as some teams may be looking for a reason to play. I mean, a good example was DeGrom on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the Mets aren't playing for anything, but they obviously were very up for this game because they're trying to get DeGrom one more good performance and en route to what I think is going to be a Cy Young Award. And they were fired up, and the crowd was fired up as well. So you look for instances like that. You've got a kind of an offset tonight, which means I won't play the game. But in the Diamondbacks-Padres game, you've got Corbin probably making his last start as an Arizona Diamondback because he's a free agent, and I would think the big money teams are going to be going after him very hard. So I don't know that Arizona's going to be able to compete as far as contract goes. The flip side is the Diamondbacks just played their last series of the season. The Dodgers series was big for them, and I don't think they're going to care at all about the Padres series. So I'll probably skip this game, but I might play San Diego each of the next 2 days because the Diamondbacks are just, they're ready to go on vacation. The Padres are still trying.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks, when the Cubs came through and then the Dodgers came through, their season was done. And you told us that, too. So kudos to you out there for that one, Dave. Let's go to football. Iowa State and TCU are going to play in Fort Worth. And I think that started almost a 2-touchdown favorite for TCU, and it's been bet all the way down to 10.5. So obviously people like Iowa State.
Well, I think that, you know, the early number was a little bit on the high side. TCU is not exactly playing great football right now, and the Cyclones cannot be taken for granted. I think you look back to the Oklahoma game a couple weeks ago, and Oklahoma's a, yeah, I know Oklahoma had trouble with Army last week, but that was one of those spots where they figured to maybe have trouble with and probably didn't prepare much for the option. But Oklahoma's real good. And, you know, Iowa State was playing without their number one quarterback that day. The backup did play well. But, you know, the Cyclones are no longer a program you can just assume a win against. A well-coached team, and they're getting better. I mean, the key for them is holding on to this football coach they've got now who I think if he stays there, is going to be able to recruit some good talent and make Iowa State pretty much an annual good bet to get to a bowl.
I find it very interesting, Dave, that you could care less whether it's a marquee game or not. I read your blog about your evaluation of Michigan State and Central Michigan and your process you go through after all the Saturday games. And what does that lead to?
It actually leads to non-marquee games for the most part. That's where I find – I'm not knocking anybody who's playing the big games. They're more fun to play, but I don't generally find many edges in those. I think the lines are really tight on those games. And, you know, you look at Ohio State, Penn State, I mean, the number's 3, and it ought to be 3. So, you know, I'm guessing if I take a side in that game. And the last thing I'm trying to do is guess. I'm looking for games where I have an edge. Doesn't mean I'm going to win them, but if I've got an edge, I'll win more of them than I don't. And that's the whole name of the game.
Some of the games, it's not an over-the-top big-time college football weekend. Let's just say that.
No, but the very top of the card is really, really good.
Yeah. Michigan.
I mean, Ohio State, Penn State, Stanford, Notre Dame. I mean, these are really good games.
One that intrigues me, though, is Michigan Northwestern. Here in Big Ten country anyway, about a 2-touchdown favorite is Michigan coming off the shellacking of Nebraska. Northwestern's had some time to get ready for this one. They've lost their running back, though.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. I mean, Larkin's a good back. And, you know, the backup, Moten, he's got 12 carries for 21 yards. That's a big drop-off. I don't know whether it's something that Northwestern, you know, I'm not there, so I can't tell you how the Northwestern players are reacting to the retirement of Larkin. I don't think it's a plus for them. You know, Northwestern, if you bet the underdog, whichever side's the underdog in Northwestern games, basically ever since Fitzgerald got there, you've made a lot of money. But, boy, I think Michigan's the only side in this game. The Wolverines are starting to really hum. I don't know how Northwestern's going to score on them. And Michigan is legit. They're good. You know, everybody overemphasized the first half of that game against Notre Dame at the start of the season, but since then they've been outstanding, and it looks like Harbaugh's got himself a powerful team.
It's not often Nebraska is a home dog, Dave, but that's where the Huskers are right now. Do you like any part of this game against Purdue?
No, I think the number's probably about where it should be. Purdue should win the game. They're not really the most consistent team in the world, but that's a good win for them against Boston College. I think got them on the right track. And, you know, this is an overhaul year in Nebraska. They've got the talented young freshman quarterback, and he looks like he's going to be great. But that cupboard, especially by Nebraska standards, was just bare for Scott Frost. And he's got to put his own talent, his own system in place, and it's apparently going to take a while. They have been a very unimpressive football team so far.
Really have been. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Anything in the NFL jump out at you line-wise, et cetera?
Yeah, the line's going down in the game, so the value is starting to disappear. But, you know, the Bengals, they've got a real good chance to beat Atlanta this weekend. I know Freeman's back practicing for Atlanta, so that'll help their running game. But their offense is fine anyway. But the Atlanta defense is not real good, and boy, I'm telling you, they've got some injury issues coming into this game. They're off an incredible battle that they lost to their arch rival. It's a game I think they thought they had won and let it get away. They've got Pittsburgh next week, which is a bigger game. And the Bengals are just turning out to be better than a lot of people, including myself, thought they'd be. The offensive line, which looked like a liability before the season, is actually turning into a strength. They can play a little defense. The offense is dangerous. I think Cincinnati's going to go in and win this game.
Looks like you're going to play a smallish card in college football, maybe four games. What's your favorite play?
I don't have a favorite play. I mean, they're all the same to me. If I bet it, I bet the same on everything pretty much. I mentioned one game, the BYU-Washington game. A lot of support for the dog here among the public because, you know, they've beaten Arizona on the road. They got a good win at Wisconsin. But they don't match up well with Washington. Okay, they're a dink-and-dunk offense, and Washington can defend that. And they don't have much of a pass rush. And one thing I know about Browning is that when you hassle him, he can make mistakes. But when he's got time to go through his progressions, he can really carve up a defense. So I think Washington, I know Washington lost to Auburn, and they've had a couple other games and they weren't terribly impressive offensively, but I still think Washington's a really good football team, and I can see them doing a number at BYU here. I think this might be a breakout game for the Huskies.
Yeah, and kind of carrying the Pac-12 flag a little bit. We'll see. Colorado plays tonight, and we'll see how they do.
There is no Pac-10, Pac-12 flag because Washington's not going to get the playoffs, and Stanford's the only team that can, and they might not win this weekend. Tonight, you get Colorado-UCLA. I think you were going to mention that. The Bruins aren't ready to get any attention from me. I still think they'll get better as the season goes along, and the guys get more accustomed to what the coach is trying to do, but right now they're pretty bad. But they're big to the number. I mean, that's a pretty good size spread. I don't want to lay it, so I just left the game alone.
Chip Kelly and UCLA a lot in the same boat as Scott Frost in Nebraska at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Kelly's going to get his type of players in there, and he knows how to coach college football. And I actually don't think he was that bad of an NFL coach. I thought he was a really bad NFL general manager, but that's another story. Now, UCLA will be fine down the road, but this year's going to be it's going to be tough for them, just like it is for Nebraska.
Very much so. I don't know. Our poll question is, what do you want to watch this weekend? Golf? Football? MLB coming down to wire? What was the other one?
NFL and college football.
Oh, NFL and college football. So you got. I hope you got multiple sets ready to go, Dave.
I do. My house is a terrible den of entertainment on weekends with multiple TVs and picture-in-picture, and I've got all kinds of stuff going on. And then I'll usually find something that I get really interested in and just focus on that. I have a feeling, even though I won't have any money on the game, I think it's probably going to be Ohio State, Penn State. That's whiteout Saturday night at State College. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And a great big shrimp cocktail for you, Dave.
No, I think we're
going to
go deli this weekend.
Okay, there you go.
All right, very good. Give him a follow on Twitter. We encourage you to do so at Dave Kochan or smokingkochan.com is the website. Dave, enjoy the great weekend. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here at 3:34. On the Gym Class on KGYM.
Imagine hanging out at Dave's house.
I would love to hang out at Dave's house. Love to hang out at Dave's house. And just watch the games, chew the fat, have some deli.
He's a one of my favorite follows on Twitter every night. He's usually got something pretty outrageous to say.
Very much so. Very much so. 3:34 here on the program. Panel's going to get together in about 10 minutes or so. We'll take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up some tickets to see WWE, the Holiday Tour. That will be Monday, November the 26th at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. Some of the great WWE champions, men's, women's, tag team, they will all be here for you to see. And thanks to everybody at Cell Center and WWE for helping us out, giving tickets away all this week. We're going to take caller number 6 for our final four-pack at 319-366-1600. Alex is going to get your information. Thanks to Alex for helping us out here. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you will get those tickets. Back with more after this.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's is all about saving pros time and money. Sign up today for lowesforpros.com for features like quick order lists to complete your large order requests in a matter of minutes. Add multiple products to your cart by item numbers, or even easier, simply copy and paste from a document. Plus, you can always buy in bulk for discounts on thousands of items. So the more you buy for your future projects, the more you save today. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com. So pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
ESPN Radio is taking over. ESPN News. You can now watch your favorite radio shows all in one place. From Golic and Wingo.
Oh, yeah.
To the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
All right, I'm available every day. Thanks.
To the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I just don't understand this guy.
To the Will Cain Show.
It's my job to tell the truth.
From morning to night, the best of ESPN Radio is now available on ESPN News.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Justin and Robbins, congratulations. You are the winner of our final four-pack of tickets to see WWE. Coming your way on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM, the North Gym, here in Cedar Rapids. Tailgate tour going on 106.3 FM right now, as Zach Mackey and Gary Fickell are down there as they are at Regina getting ready for the game tonight between Regina and South Hardin.
Update from Wrigley Field. The Cubs leading 5-2 now over the St. Louis Cardinals. Bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs still threatening to extend that lead. That would be a big step for the Cubs towards that National League Central championship, they hope. Minnesota, it's in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Ooh.
First of two. Twins ahead 2-1 on a great outing by Jose Berríos, giving up just that one run and striking out 9 in 7 innings. So we'll keep you up to date on those two games, especially the one at Wrigley.
Ryder Cup, of course, done for the day as the Americans down 5-3 to the Europeans. That was earlier today outside Paris. And thought it was a good course. Good course to have the Ryder Cup on. Very fan-friendly. Johnny Miller said it was the most fan-friendly Ryder Cup venue that he can remember as far as just viewing is concerned.
It must be true if Johnny said it.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Golf Channel, NBC, please turn down the microphones in the crowd. That's all I ask. We know that they're raucous and whatever. We just don't need to hear it above. Well, maybe we do need to hear it above the NBC commentary and the Golf Channel commentary, because It's just not very good out there, except for Faraday. Faraday's awesome. Faraday's awesome. So at any rate, please turn it down a little bit. We understand the crowd gets into it. We just don't need to have it on 11, as they say from one of the great films of all time out there. 319-366-1600. Panel's going to get together, and we'll have the Eagles Hideaway pick six for you coming up here in just a little bit.
Big high school football tonight as well. And it is football weather.
It is football weather. We're to the two-thirds poll tonight. Mm-hmm. Week six of nine. And no one's going to be clinching anything as far as playoff spots tonight are concerned. But you can take a pretty good step to the playoffs tonight. Big game at Kingston that we'll have for you between Wash and Kennedy. And
pivotal.
It's pivotal. Losing team tonight, I'm not going to say they're out because we don't know how RPI is going to play out this first year, but I'm going to say they would be a lot better off if they got a victory, whichever side it's going to be, Wash or Kennedy, coming up tonight. And you can say that for a lot of games around Eastern Iowa and around the state. So, you know, we'll see. And then a lot of teams have a second lease on life as far as districts are concerned. If you had a very difficult non-district schedule, go 0-4, 1-3, and there are a number of teams out there that are 2-0 now. Assumption went to 2-0 last night with their victory after they were, I think, 1-3 in the non-district portion. So you can look at it both ways. You can dial your schedule up however you want to have it, and that's what kind of makes it intriguing.
Wash Kennedy, 107.5 and 1600 AM. This evening with Scott and John Haggerty on the call, South Hardin and Iowa City Regina on 106.3.
South Hardin, another team that went, they won their district opener and went 1-3, I think, in the non-district play.
Now, what did that used to be again?
Eldora, New Providence, Hubbard, Radcliffe.
Yeah, that's just four towns, I guess. So.
Eldora, New Providence, yes.
Okay.
Four towns. I believe that is what it is up there, and they're making their way down. If that's not right, let us know via the text line at 319-366-1600 as they make their way down to Iowa City. All right, 341. We'll take a break, come back. Panel will get together, and we're going to pick some games with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Back with more after this.
Season. The trade war with China is escalating.
Iowa's new Secretary of Agriculture is warning that President Trump's new tariffs will hurt the Iowa farm economy.
And Iowa farmers could lose up to $2.2 billion. We need someone fighting for us in Washington. Someone who understands what trade means to farmers. Someone like Abby Finkenauer.
I'm Abby Finkenauer. My sister and brother-in-law are corn and soybean farmers. They just want an opportunity to sell their crops and make a living. Tariffs should be fair, but they shouldn't make things harder. Farms are paying the price, and Rod Blum is letting it happen.
Abby Finkenauer will fight to make sure trade is fair and markets are open for Iowa farmers.
I'll work with anyone if it helps Iowa, but I'll have the backbone to stand up to anyone who hurts us. I'm Abby Finkenauer, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Finkenauer for Congress.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste, filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness, and packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
To the weekend warriors, to the 8-to-5ers, to the clock punchers, or should we say, demolishers, to the movers, shakers, and big decision makers, Isn't it time to make your money work for you for a change? With Midwest One's Power Checking Account, it's easy to qualify for high interest rates and ATM refunds. Here's to empowered money management. Here's to power checking. Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
KGYM, your home for everything football. Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, NFL, and Smart FM. The soundtrack for your tailgate festivities. In-depth insight from UNASH and Dukes. Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn and Smart Rock from Smart FM. To get you ready for all the action throughout the fall. From great offense and defense to great Aussie and AC/DC. From before the boom to back in black. Your football entertainment is covered with KGYM and Smart FM.
.345 on a Friday here on KGYM, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. I've got a feeling we're all going to do well in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 this week. Do you see what I did right there? You see what I did, Alex?
I do.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
Very good. Very good. We welcome in Dave from Emil's Hideaway. How you doing, Dave?
Good.
Ready to pick?
Absolutely.
Ready to astound us with all your great statistical knowledge?
I have a few.
You know the bear on College Game Day?
Yeah.
That's what Dave is becoming to KGYM.
Dave's our bear?
I think so.
I like that. All right. Todd is here, the grand poobah of the Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And tell us what happened last week.
Well, it was not a good week last week for anybody, but Mark managed to do the best, so he was able to provide somebody with a $30 gift card to Emil's, and Michigan wound up saving me from having to buy everybody lunch at Emil's.
Jim Harbaugh, way to go.
If you go back and listen to the podcast from last Friday, there were about three picks where I said I hated them, and I made them anyway. So today, I'm vowing to trust my gut. I don't know what that means, but we'll start, Mark, with Virginia Tech at Duke. And Duke is a 5.5-point favorite in this contest.
I like Duke a lot, especially that victory at Northwestern. The Dukies are 4-0, but I got to believe Virginia Tech's going to be stinging from that loss to Old Dominion. If you give me 5.5, I'll take Virginia Tech.
Kyle, who is not with us today, is also going to take Virginia Tech. I, however, will roll with Duke.
What in the hell happened to Virginia Tech last week?
I don't know.
I mean,
program, Alex.
30 points they were favored by, and they went on the road and lost to Old Dominion. I think they bounced back. Give me Virginia Tech.
All right, Dave.
Virginia Tech is 9-1 against the spread the last 10 road games.
I know what the one is.
Against the team with a winning streak of 4 more games. I will take Virginia Tech.
By the way, fun fact of the week that you know on StubHub. This tells you all you need to know about Duke University and what they think of their football program. You can get on StubHub a ticket to this game, maybe the marquee battle in the ACC, for $17. When's Krzyzewski getting the basketballs out? I like Duke in this one. They're a good team this year. And I think they're going to, namely because Virginia Tech is in a tweener game between Old Dominion and Notre Dame next week. Sorry, Alex. Game two,
Stanford at Notre Dame. This is going to be one a lot of people will be watching, presumably on NBC. Notre Dame, a 4.5-point favorite in this one. Kyle would be the first to select, and he's going to take Stanford. And you know what? So am I.
Make that 3.
All right, Dave.
The underdog is 6-0 the last 6 games in this series. I'll take Stanford as well.
Somehow, some way, I don't know how, I smell a last-second Notre Dame touchdown to keep the undefeated season alive and to go over 4.5. I'm going to take the Irish and throw the 4.5, Mark.
I respect your numbers as usual, Dave, but those streaks are made to be broken. Give me Notre Dame.
Speaking of breaking streaks, Nebraska is hosting Purdue this weekend, and it's not too often that you see the Cornhuskers as a 3-point underdog at home, Purdue, Nebraska, and I have to pick first on this one.
You always get Nebraska first to pick.
I don't know why that works out that way, and I really don't know which direction this game is going to go. I think the easy play here would be to take Purdue to slaughter them. Purdue is a really good football team this year. They've lost three games by a combined 8 points, picked up their first victory last weekend. Seems too easy. I will take Nebraska and the points at home, and I will be happily embarrassed if I'm wrong.
I was unhappily embarrassed last week when I thought Nebraska would keep it close against Michigan. I'm not making that mistake again. Give me Purdue.
Scott Frost is undefeated as a dog at home in his coaching career.
Not in Lincoln.
I think Nebraska gets his first win.
That tunnel walk is amazing. Just amazing. One of the best there ever has been. Boiler up, Purdue.
PU and Nebraska, one and the same, right?
I see where you went there.
I'm going to take the better football team, and that is Purdue.
It's like a Dean Martin celebrity roast over here to my left.
Where's Foster Brooks?
Northwestern.
Well, we got to get Kyle. We got Kyle's pick.
Kyle likes Purdue.
He likes Purdue.
Northwestern is hosting Michigan, fresh off the pasting of the Huskers last weekend. And Jim Harbaugh and company are a 13.5-point favorite on the road, Alex.
This feels like stealing. Northwestern stinks. Give me Michigan.
I agree. Michigan seems to have their swagger back, and the Cats have lost their leading rusher. I think
huge loss.
The Blue keeps it rolling. Yep, I agree.
Just when you think Northwestern is dead and buried, they put things together in the Big Ten. I've seen this play out before with a 1-2 or whatever non-conference, and they come back. Might not win it, but I'll take those 13.5 big points at home. Give me Northwestern.
Dave's right. Larkin is a huge loss, and Michigan's got a really good defense that travels. Give me Michigan.
Kyle likes Michigan as well, and as much as I hate to do it, Scott, I'm going to give you a little vacation on Pat Fitzgerald Island.
Me and Fitz.
How about the Big Ten game of the week? You can hear Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports give you who he thinks is going to win coming up at 4:35 on our show. Dave, Ohio State's a 3.5-point favorite going into Happy Valley for the whiteout.
Penn State is 5-1, the last six games as a dog. And they are 21-5 against the spread since 2016. I think that's at least a half point too many. Give me Penn State.
Likes Penn State on Saturday night. I hearken back to the last time Ohio State went to State College for the whiteout. Penn State won, but they had to do it, I think, with not one but two defensive and or special teams touchdowns in that one. Not going to get it this time. As much as it pains me, I'm going to take Rick Swann's Ohio State Buckeyes in this one. Mark.
What kind of reception will Urban Meyer get in Happy Valley? Will it be deserving?
Those who live in glass houses should not.
Can that softball be any more in the strike zone for you, Todd?
I had a very wide strike zone when I played.
I'll take Ohio State.
Kyle is taking Ohio State here as well. And my guy, he's not in the desert, but he's got a very nice house in the state of Florida. My guy says Ohio State is going to roll in this one.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
Double-digit points.
Ooh. Nick Bosa still out for Ohio State, but, man, Dwayne Haskins is good. I like Ohio State. Ohio State finally has a quarterback.
All right, Scott, our last game and the tiebreaker, Iowa State traveling to TCU. It's going to be a night game in Fort Worth. TCU, for the purposes of our selection, a 10.5-point favorite. And the tiebreaker this week, Iowa State's total offensive yards.
Might not win, but I think I'll gladly take Iowa State in 10.5 points. So I'll take the Cyclones. And if they're going to keep it close, they're going to get some yardage. So I'm going to go 389 in the yardage.
troubles me a great deal. I have differed from Dave on three of these picks. So let's see here. I'm going to take TCU in this game. Not that I don't like Iowa State, but I just have a feeling that night game atmosphere in Fort Worth is going to be pretty special. And give me 355.
You have not lived until you've been to Amon Carter Stadium for a night game.
I'm pretty sure you can live without doing that. Kyle is going to take Iowa State, and his tiebreaker is 345. So we've had 389, 355, and 345 come off the board. I really love this when it was at 12 points, and the Sharps jumped on this right away and took it down to 10.5. I'm still going to roll with Iowa State here. I think they've got a chance to either win this game or at least make it a one-score game. So give me Iowa State on the road. And, well, there's not really a whole lot of room here for me, so I'm going to just go – I'm going to go 290. I'm going to take the low road here unless Alex and Dave pull the rug out from underneath me.
I like Iowa State as well. I think they're going to confuse TCU's offense, not necessarily the way they did last year, but plenty. And I'll go with 425.
Dave's got the last word.
The Cyclones are 12-7-1 as a dog in the Matt Campbell era. They've covered the past two, one straight up last year, of course. TCU is 2-10-1 the past 13 games as a favorite at home.
Oh.
I'll take Iowa State to cover. 340
340. That's a TCU island. That's a Horned Frog island there, Mark.
Suddenly a big Patterson fan. I don't know.
Purple puts you on an island.
Well, you can hear the game. John Walters, 4 o'clock with the pregame on 1600 AM tomorrow night from Fort Worth. And what we need now are six callers, 319-366-1600. Pick one of the available panelists, and if we have the best week picking games, you're going to have a great week, well, a night or day at Emil's Hideaway. $30 on the line, 366-1600. We'll let you know the order of selection coming up in a few minutes.
Alex is going to take your calls today. Dave, thank you. Appreciate it, as always, and always good to see you and everybody at Emil's.
Thank you. My pleasure, and fun to be here.
Who's coming up on the show today? I know Rob will be here at 6 o'clock for the big hour.
Rob is going to be here, and he's lined up Mr. Polecat. Hawkeye fans will remember Tyler Kluver, who had some interesting things to say about the Iowa-Wisconsin game on Twitter. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports helps you get ready for a big weekend of college and NFL games as well. And Jack Dom is going to talk baseball with us. Chicago and Milwaukee bringing it down to the wire.
There you go. So that'll be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock on all three frequencies right here on KGYM. Big sports weekend, as we mentioned, and we got the Emil's Hideaway poll question up and running. And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, of course. And you have it right there in front of you, Mark.
What are you most interested in watching this weekend? NFL football, college football, the end of the Major League Baseball regular season, or the Ryder Cup? Go to KGYM Radio. com.
All right. Talk to you tonight out at Kingston Stadium as it'll be Washington taking on Kennedy. Hopefully around 7 o'clock we'll have that one, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Regina hosting South Hardin tonight. That'll be on 106.3 FM. Have a great weekend. Tom Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak...